Chapter 4. Perhaps I did not mention that I was on pretty heavy painkillers, Demerol, in fact, though at some point I believe I was taking OxyContin. I can't remember, which is the one happy outcome of opiates. But by now my doctors were strict with me. They pulled me off the medication long before I wanted them to, and I ended up basically with a handful of aspirin. Probably that explains what happened. I had bussed into Tel Aviv to have my dressings changed at the clinic. I hadn't been out on my own in some time, and the idea of sharing some fresh air with the rest of humanity seemed especially pleasing, so I went for a walk. It was a busy time of day, and the streets were crowded. I noticed immediately people were staring at me. It was the bandages, of course, and I guess the dragging lower lip and the purple neck. One could see in their faces the usual mixture of horror and pity. This was entirely normal, I told myself. I would have stared too. Anyone would. At the crosswalk, the light changed. I took a step off the curb, and there, right in front of me, stepping off the curb opposite, was a young Arab. Modern, secular, jeans, striped polo, running shoes, shiny watch. He looked straight at me. He neither grimaced nor raised his eyebrows in sympathy, no acknowledgement at all. He just moved toward me, his gaze fixed. I found myself also staring at him, locking onto his eyes, dull eyes, lacking in all inquisitiveness. He was passing to my left, he in his flow of pedestrians, I in mine. So slowly did this unfold that I saw a bird flap its wings, one, two, three, as it passed just above us. I saw a woman pull at her ear, watched the skin stretch like taffy. In the middle of all this stood a policeman, and in his whistle, I could clearly see the sounding ball bounce up and down, almost glacially, though I could not yet even hear the sound. Then.